Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. You can text us, of course, whenever you'd like to at 800-400-3697. But we also get emails. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. I want to read you one. My eyes started sweating a little bit during this thing.
What do you mean? While you were reading it?
Yeah.
Your eyes started to sweat.
Yeah. I wouldn't call
Oh, you mean you were crying?
What? No.
Oh, you just baby.
Like, I felt like I got hot.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. You ready to listen to this? All right. Hello, Sarah, Vinny, Brennan, Nicole. I just wanted to send you an email of support and love from a longtime listener. I know this last year has been such a crazy time for you all between Yuzette leaving, the virus, and the world basically turned upside down. I just wanted to let you know how much I personally appreciate you all. These past months have not been easy on all of you, but I completely recognize how much you put into the show and the hard work that was created with all of the recent changes. I've owned my own business for many years, and in the simplest of times, it can be more than challenging. You add in two people leaving and a pandemic and still having to entertain, yet be compassionate. I can only imagine what you're going through. During this virus, my husband and I have been at our home in Oregon, able to work from there and away from crowds, and you all have been my connection to my beloved Bay Area, where I'm born and raised. I download your radio show podcast and listen every day and wanted to take a moment to thank you for all you do, keeping me connected to home and sane in this trying time. You are loved and appreciated, and Bryn, you rock. You have really taken on quite the task and kicked ass. Way to go, radio family. I love you a lot. Thank you, Michelle. Isn't that so? I was like, oh my God. Thanks for listening, Michelle. All right, while I'm going to dry my sweaty eyes.
That was really nice.
I know, isn't it so nice?
Super sweet.
Hit that sounder.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through Paycheck Protection Program. That's Fremont Bank. Thank you. All right, weather-wise, it looks like I'm going to get up to about 80 today with sunny skies. San Francisco won't crack 70. Until Sunday.
How about Benicia? Are we going to need the
really,
AC up there?
I don't have Benicia on my list, but maybe her app will tell us. What's Benicia going to be like today?
83, so maybe.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's still low.
Yeah.
You know, you want it to be high 80s.
Yeah.
But, you know,
San Jose.
You got to work it. No, you got to keep that system working, you know, so you might.
It came on throughout the night, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wasn't mad about it. I was like, okay, cool.
Cool is right.
San Jose is looking at 84 and sunny today as well. So another great summer day ahead for everybody.
Hooray.
Yay. Unfortunately, though, the news is not great about the coronavirus. I know you've all heard this, so I won't make it a long segment on coronavirus, but... nearly three quarters of California's 40 million residents live in counties experience concerning coronavirus trends. That's from our governor. He's basically saying, I'm going to probably have to step up enforcement of health orders, and we may even have to add back restrictions that we'd already, come back from. But we'll have to wait and see how that goes. Right now, they're in a sort of a holding pattern. L.A. and six other counties, a bunch of places actually have decided we're not going to open bars as we'd hoped. LA is going to close the beaches down because that really is one of the alarming worries of the upcoming holiday weekend, which is, look, we're spiking and now we're all going to go hit the beach. That's just not the move. But, you know, I get it. People have decided this isn't scary enough to be hiding in the house. And I'm, for that reason, we are just choosing to do what we're choosing to do, which is hide in the house. But you guys, you do you.
Yep. You choose what you want to do.
My preference would be that if at least if you are going to be out, that you wear a mask. I know I've seen so many people not wearing them that I just, it's like we're just talking into the wind now.
I feel like I've really, I haven't really seen that. I don't know if people here are just complying more or, you know, maybe you're seeing the rebels who are already like, F it, I'm going to the beach. But it's
yeah, that's where it is. It's the beach. I mean, as far as like the grocery store, you can't get in without a mask. So I've seen masks there. But there's only a couple places I've gone. So,
true.
I mean,
I
go to the beach for a surf and I go to the grocery store. And, you know, and the places where you have to, yes, people are. Places where you don't have to, people aren't even kind of considering it. Anyway, the rollbacks for businesses hopefully aren't going to happen, but we are worried as the numbers are spiking. We've got new records in almost every area with more deaths, more cases. The total cases in the U.S. now is 2.68 million cases. Worldwide, it's 10.4 million, with over 500,000 people dead from this worldwide.
And a quarter of those right here.
Right.
Excuse me. Didn't mean to slurp during the silence.
There are some good things being done as there are people out there looking to help. Hundreds of volunteers around the country have joined a Facebook group that's helped distribute more than 55,000 free masks in the past 3 months. Another group, I'm guessing this is a classic car club. They caravaned to deliver food, masks, hand sanitizer, and other supplies to farm workers in Central California. This was over the weekend.
Oh, that's great.
It
I know
is
masks.
Great.
You know, look, if you, I get it. I'm as sick of making masks as anybody. Every spare hour I have, I'm out there. You know, people like those are. Although they're more widely available, kind of from a retail standpoint these days. Have you noticed that? Like, I've walked into places where there's masks for sale.
Oh yeah, in fact, that's I see the ads for them on all everywhere. There's so many companies making them now, and that's great. Good.
It is.
I would never have wanted us to be a place where people are wearing masks. You know, it's just a weird thing to, I don't know. Complete. I like to smile at people and say hi.
It is weird. No one can tell what's on your face. Brittany, what were you going to say?
I'm seeing pop-up tents of masks around, you know, areas like
You're
Lowe's,
kidding.
For instance, because you can't get in without a mask, so they'll walk down the block and buy one from this pop-up tent that's on the corner. Right? It makes sense.
Oh, well, that's actually great. I mean, is it like highway robbery, though? Do they want $25 for a mask? Or
nah, it's like 50 cents.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I just drive by. That's... I'm sure the masks are much cheaper than that, though. They probably buy them in a 100-pack.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's 3M or anything.
That's crazy.
Amazon for, I don't know how, what, you know, as I say this, each person hears the word Amazon and they have different thoughts. I know that.
I love them.
Well, yeah, there are people who would say they've kept me alive through this pandemic. I've been getting stuff through Amazon this whole time.
And other people go, they put me out of business.
Right, right, exactly. But Amazon, and they've also been in the news because in order to stay in business, they've made workers work where they maybe shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. Amazon is going to give its workers $500 million in bonuses, which really only amounts to about $500 a person. That includes Whole Foods workers, which they've been. I go to Whole Foods once a week at least, sometimes twice or more, and they've been there, and the people
doing a great job. Too.
I talk with those people every time I'm there. Mm-hmm. Like, I really have gotten in, you know, that was the case before the pandemic, but I make sure they know I appreciate them being there and the risks they're taking. So it's good to see them getting a bonus, and it's right. only $500, but hey, tax day is right around the corner. People got to pay it. In fact, that's the next thing. So tax day had been moved to July 15th. People were hoping it would get moved again, and it is not. You can apply for an extension, which will clear you through October. But it looks like if you don't do that, you are going to be late if you're not in by July 15th.
Right. I my accountant and every accountant, I actually have a girlfriend who's an accountant for a lot of people. Like, they're just like, this year sucks because as they were leading up to the real tax day in April and now sort of having to prep this stuff and all these changes and PPP loans and all these things that are happening, like, your accountant friends are not psyched to be accountants right now. Give them, you know, send them flowers. Send them a muffin basket. Is that a thing? Doesn't
you
it
know
seem
what?
Like a nice basket to
you
get?
Know it's a thing because I've seen you send muffin baskets, and I swear to you, there have been times as your partner where I thought, this is ridiculous. And then later it turns out that muffin basket was greatly appreciated. I'm like, what a trip. Yeah. People love muffin baskets.
I think fruit baskets, you know, with they have like, but it, you know, just muffins just seems like such a perfect thing for a quarantine, right? Like, look, I already gave up on my diet months ago. Like, muffins, bring them in here. Get those things in here. Oh, look, it's a basket full of muffins. That's fantastic.
Do you
I'm doing
think
that today.
That there's a it. Point in this quarantine where you're going to say to yourself, well, this is becoming real life. I'm going to have to get back on my keto.
John was talking about that. I didn't want to hear it, though.
Ah, okay.
He said maybe after vacation we'll get back on keto. I was like, well, you do all the cooking and all the shopping, so I guess I'm subject to whatever you buy. So, sure.
I don't know how you want to look at this. I'll just say it. 2020 is half over, everybody. We're at the halfway point. The first half, awful. I mean, really.
Awful.
Just awful.
This is the worst year.
So there's a trend on Twitter where people are asking the question, what's something you've said in the past 6 months that would make no sense 1 year ago? And right. Here's an example of what we're talking about. That was a beautiful Zoom wedding.
Oh, God.
They wouldn't let me into the bank because I wasn't wearing a mask.
There you go.
This is
simple.
A stick up.
Oh, right, of course. Are there bank robberies right now?
I don't know. I just think that's funny that, you know, you would wear a mask if you're robbing the place and they wouldn't want, you know. But
right, because I wasn't wearing, right.
That's, you know.
Very interesting. Funny.
The joy that someone would express if you actually found Clorox wipes. That's a weird thing to, you know, I've purchased those in the three package things
like
or whatever.
Canisters, yeah.
And I actually find myself going, man, we got to work our way through these things. This is ridiculous because, you know, I'll usually just use a spray and a sponge,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I still haven't been able to find the Clorox wipes all this time later. They're just not coming over the hill for some reason.
Those would be so great to have because there's nothing I hate worse than that soggy paper towel you've been spraying with Windex and wiping all your food down with. Like, please, where are the Clorox wipes? Come on, Clorox. Get with it. People are hoarding those. You just know it.
Obviously, the toilet paper shortage is a new thing for 2020 and wouldn't have made any sense if you told someone, yeah, you better stock up your toilet paper because 2020 is gonna be trouble.
Yeah.
What?
Parts of our lives now.
I know. This is the new stuff. So you're invited to my daughter's drive-by 10th birthday, which is in that, you know, there have been a bunch of those that we've been part of, whether it's here in the neighborhood or actually Christina went over the hill for a couple of them for her close friends.
Just to drive by.
Just to drive by. And what else are they doing? So, yeah, let's go. Anyway, that's just some of the stuff that I thought, well, we can all relate to that. Homeschooling, what?
I know. Yeah, I would never. I really do feel like it, in a lot of ways I'm lucky because my kids didn't need to be homeschooled and they're both old enough to wipe their own butts and everything. Plus, they want nothing to do with me anyway. They're always in there. Like, nothing has changed for them. They're just in their rooms.
Right.
You know, like my studio was done. Like, I don't know how I. So 2020, look, it is weird. We're saying things we never thought we would, but. It'll be, you know, it's half over, right? You can't go past
right.
2020.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things you guys said. Glad to hear Amazon is going to do something for their employees, but sadly, that isn't enough. And Amazon can afford so much more than that. Bezos' net worth increased by billions during the pandemic. And remember, they don't pay their fair share in taxes. Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He's par.
Whatever that guy said, I'm totally down.
What is it? Good morning, friends. I'm 50 and just got my teaching credential. Hell of a year to do it. I also just started playing ukulele, and I think it would be perfect for Isla. Bananas has a good selection. Ding, ding. Yeah, Bananas at Large is open, everybody. I've been texting with our guy, Alan, and he's happy to be back. Really happy.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for the morning routine. Have a great day. Yeah, she's got a couple ukuleles and an electric guitar and a piano and still walks around like,
I need more toys.
Oh, is there a camera that you've been watching from your house? I mean, that is exactly it.
Yeah, it's
so, these toys are so boring.
One of my
I sure wish you would take me to the pump track. I just took you there. There it is. Thank you. Oh my God, I was trying to put on mascara while you were reading the email from Michelle. My eyes started to sweat too, damn it.
Yeah, sweaty eyes, it's the thing. It's the allergies. We have allergies.
Right, right. I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The next Kardashian to hit the billion mark. Right after these, I know.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.